Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Lawyers representing the former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro have told a panel of five judges on Brazil's Supreme Court that their client was denied a fair hearing on charges that he plotted a coup d'etat. A verdict in the case is expected within days, but this week Bolsonaro's defence team argued that anything other than an acquittal would be a miscarriage of justice. Well, Dr. Chris Sabatini is a senior fellow for Latin America at Chatham House in London, and Chris joins us on the line now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Claire.
The former president hasn't been there, has he, in court, because he says he's got poor health, or his defence team, rather, and he's under house arrest as well. So we haven't seen much of him.
No, he is genuinely ill. He was stabbed in the stomach during his campaign for presidency before, and he's still suffering the consequences. But, you know, there is some suspicion that he's playing this up a bit to be the martyr. And certainly, as you mentioned just a little while ago, his lawyer's claims that this is really a witch hunt and a violation of justice is kind of playing with that idea that he's a martyr, a victim of an out-of-control justice system. So, and just as he did with the elections, he's trying to impugn the entire judicial system.
Okay, so let's have a chat about the charges then. It all goes back to his failed election bid in 2022. What happened?
Well, from basically 2021, he had been complaining about the electoral system, that it couldn't be trusted, that it was rigged against him. And he and basically a number of his proxies via social media, including his two sons, Eduardo and Carlos, were alleging that if he lost the election, it would, of course, be through fraud. He even convened a group of diplomats and military officers to have them be on the lookout for any examples of fraud, although an audit was done and, in fact, found there was no possibility for fraud. And then when he lost in 2022, in a squeaker of an election, admittedly, he lost by about 1.9%. He claimed, well, this was fraud. Of course, there's no evidence whatsoever to support this. And if this sounds very similar to a particular president in North America, it's no coincidence. Then he tried to mobilize his followers to try to disrupt the inauguration or any sort of process. And he actually convened seven of the other defendants in this case, former military officers. He tried to get them to mobilize the military and the crowd, a mass of people, to overthrow the election. And January 8th, 2023, about 7 days after the inauguration of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, those masses and a number of retired military officers stormed government buildings, including the Congress and the Supreme Court, and trashed the place. They were eventually turned out, but they were calling for a reversal of the election and the removal of the president. There's also allegations here that he was planning to assassinate then-president-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, his vice president, and a Supreme Court justice, Alexandre de Moraes. So there's a number of charges in here, but basically it was an attempt to throw a coup.
You mentioned his sons there, Eduardo and Carlos. And, you know, when we talk about this case, we do see some similarities to what happened in the past in North America. But those two men, his sons, have been spending a lot of time in Washington, haven't they? And they have managed to get support for Bolsonaro from President Trump.
Exactly. Even before then, Trump's sons went to and spent time in Brazil, as did Steve Bannon, Trump's former strategic advisor. You know, they really see this as an extension. In fact, even Bolsonaro calls himself the Trump of the tropics. But since his arrest and indictment, Carlos and Eduardo have been traveling to Washington. In fact, Eduardo has even taken a leave of absence from his position in Congress to live in the United States. And they've been lobbying for the Trump administration to do something to reverse this trial. And so acting on their wishes, Trump first imposed a 50% tariff on the entire, well, minus a few exceptions, economy for all Brazilian imports to the United States. And then they sanctioned almost all of the Supreme Court justices, all five certainly that are trying this, yanking their visas and freezing any financial accounts they may have had in the United States, all under the claim that this is basically an aberration of justice. It's a witch hunt. And these are human rights violations that they're trying a man for an attempted coup.
It's extraordinary.
It is.
So does Jair Bolsonaro still enjoy support amongst the public in Brazil? Have we a handle on that? Do we know how well supported he is?
It's a good question, and we really don't know yet. And certainly at a mass level, his support has shrunk. You know, if you look at public opinion polls, more than half the people support his house arrest. More than half of the people disagree with the idea that he should be granted amnesty. But there's still a core group of supporters that he has. And of course, in the ecosphere of social media, there's just a lot of traffic and support around Jair Bolsonaro. And the attempt is really, again, not to, just as he did with the elections, to discredit the entire judicial system, just tear down the institutions generally. And people are buying into that. So a lot of people, you know, the business people that supported him before have drifted away. Even a number of the conservative newspapers have drifted away. But his base remains not just supportive, but also virulently supportive.
And isn't it the case that even if he's acquitted, he still can't run in next year's elections?
He cannot. No, he's prohibited from running in the elections. And you know, to be honest, within his party, there's a certain amount of support for that as well. There are other leaders, some of them more moderate, but part of his party, that would prefer to see themselves as candidate, obviously, than Jair Bolsonaro. So within his party, he's also facing a certain amount of opposition, and people are jockeying to replace him.
Is it the case, though, that either Eduardo or Carlos or perhaps Jair Bolsonaro's wife might run in his stead?
Certainly, yes, all of those are possibilities. It is truly a family affair when it comes to the Bolsonaros and their desire to cling to power. So, yes, mm-hmm. His wife, he's mentioned his wife as a potential candidate, his sons as potential candidates. But the truth is, you know, general public opinion in Brazil is kind of fed up with the Bolsonaro family. Again, you know, it's not clear that they would lose, but there is a certain sense that this is all about the Bolsonaros and less about sort of representing the interests of the people that he originally mobilized in his outsider campaign for his presidency.
And when are we expecting the verdict, Chris?
We're expecting probably around September 12th, pretty early. Okay. But then it can be appealed to the full Supreme Court, which is 15 judges. But September 12th, the verdict will be handed down. We'll probably see protests this weekend, by the way, in his support.
It's a fascinating one for us to watch, yeah. And an important one too. Christopher Sabatini, thank you for joining us this morning. Christopher Sabatini is Senior Fellow for Latin America at Chatham House. Time for The Gathering next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.